This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Okay, I guess we lost Tony.
Hello?
There you are.
Hello,
okay.
Here.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, listen, I have a three-part question. Yeah, do you think the Barbary Wars, the Louisiana Purchase, were unconstitutional? And do you think besides the Sally Hemings incident, Thomas Jefferson was the greatest president we ever had?
Well, I think both the... Louisiana Purchase, well, not so much the Louisiana Purchase. The Barbary Wars were definitely unconstitutional. I think the Louisiana Purchase is in kind of a gray area, for that reason, I think, you know, most members of Congress wanted to go along with it. It was a lot of money for the time, but it did open up a lot of new territory for the nation. And you know, basically more than doubled its size here. As far as the greatest president, that's a tough one. Thomas Jefferson was a great man. There's no question about that. He created a brilliant system of self-government, which we have unfortunately lost. But I would have to say that I would hold Andrew Jackson above Thomas Jefferson in esteem as president, because it was Andrew Jackson who was able to shut down the First Bank of the United States.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. And we're going to switch over to Randy in Nacogdoches. I might not pronounce that correctly. What's on your mind today?
How are you, Michael?
I'm fine.
I believe that was the first bank was the first attempt from the Redcoats to come in, and Andrew Jackson took out their second attempt. I believe the way that came down, I'm not sure, would stand corrected, but either way, they were out until the cutthroat, Wilson came in and then apologized later. Wasn't that cute when he apologized after he'd already sold us down the river?
But, yep.
Michael, here's the way I look at it, is that I'm ex-military. They trained me, and I'm sitting here right now at 65, and I'm looking at all the things that happened to this country. I'm wondering, you know, I'm not wondering any longer, of what I was doing there on the wrong side of the Nadang River in Cambodia. You know, what was I doing there? Why? And so from all the things that they trained us, I've just decided to, it's time to, I guess the term now is reverse engineer. And so
okay,
the only way that this thing can be taken down is from within. We all know they exist, but all the listeners and your three or four callers before, if that wasn't a troll, I don't know what is. I mean, because trolls will come in, give great accolades toward the current president or whoever's in, and then there's a however but. You know, what's he doing now? Well, let me tell you something. If you hadn't been in the military before, or you're fighting a very complex corporate battle, which that's all this is, a corporate battle, you're not going to tell anybody what you're doing, for God's sake, especially when you got rats in your own woodpile. So Trump is, in my opinion, if he doesn't take down the Federal Reserve or address it and get it under control, we've got smart enough people here that can figure out our damn budget. We don't need people sitting on a board that we never know who they are, what their agenda is. We don't know. We don't know if they're loaning us hard currency or just digits. It's just digits. There's no reason to look into that any further. There is no gold, per se, after de Gaulle came over and confronted Nixon with it. That's been obscure. The only way that this current control system can stay afloat is for full spectrum dominance. And if anybody can stop that full spectrum dominance from happening, they will collapse because they're standing on no foundation. The only way to win is to get the people like are sitting here on this call today getting educated to high heaven, but doing nothing. Oh, they're getting educated. Oh, they're getting all pissed off and mad, and you're going to go out and do something. But they're going to wait till the next show because it's supposed to be real interesting. What people need to do and what we're going to do is we're going to start a campaign called the Army of Eyes and Ears. And this Army of Eyes and Ears, they can go out and they can tell us, well, you know, today I went out and it looked like that they were playing checkers up there. You know, what's going on in your neck of the woods? When you call into the Rabbit Hole Herald, and give like people are calling in now, and someone blurts out something of great value, like there's been several callers here and yourself as well, we are going to show a token of appreciation, and we're going to pay people. We're going to pay people hard cash to go out and be researchers and get educated. We're going to teach the Constitution and pay people to listen, and they take a little deal, write a little essay later, they've been exposed. Once a person who has been honestly mistaken all of their life learns the truth, they either cease to be mistaken or they cease to be honest. And so they'll be faced with that for the rest of their life. They know the truth. It's just they've turned on because it's more convenient to them. Hell, everybody wants to go to heaven, but just not right now. Everybody wants to get rid of austerity programs next Tuesday, but wait till Monday I get mine. You know, that kind of deal. So
yeah,
we're all going to have to step up here. It's not going to get fixed by itself. We can't turn our head against it. But if we grow within, if people start monetizing their own essence, that's what they're after. They're not after anything else except every single smidget of value that they have. They will tax. And so that can be broken. If people from within become, I'd say this, wealthy. Oh my God, that's all I wanted. I can show someone, I can show this whole crew about how we can do that internally by reversing a fractional reserve banking system to where the value goes back to us instead of the money supply. I can do that, and I'm going to start that campaign. I just happened to find this station here, this main station deal that you've got. I've been listening to several others out there, and finding people that's going to teach this curriculum. And I've found some on this Republic Broadcast Network that I'm going to use in our curriculum. I'm proud of you. I tip my hat to you. Keep up the good work. This is Randy in the oldest state in Texas. I'm going to make this happen. It's going to happen. They're not going to take my state, by God. And we're going to go eclectic, and we're going to learn, and we're going to go and spread. They're not going to bring people out of California when they're running them off because the taxes are high and bring them into this state right here and think they're going to flip us. They flipped out if they think that's going to happen. This cowboy right here will not allow that. God bless you and the horse you rode in on. I'm out to fix this country.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you very much for the kind words. And I wish you luck with your project. And let's switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I kind of like to get to the illegals in sanctuary cities if after my quick comment here on the Second Amendment. You know, I can see, you know, the earlier caller, he was right when talking about, you know, the people have the right to possess weaponry, in, you know, equal to that of any government or any other group, even if it's criminals, who could possibly threaten their liberties. But, you know, I've always believed that, you know, I can see, you know, it for me, that there is acceptable exceptions in nearly any situation. For example, you can get a felony for a simple pot possession, okay? But yet now,
yes.
Boom, because you had pot, you know, now you can never own a gun? Seriously? How is that even equate to anything relatively equal to the punishment must fit the crime? It doesn't. I can see if, like, an armed robbery or a midnight burglary where a gun was used or something where they used a gun in commission of the crime. That I get, oh, yeah, absolutely, that man should never ever, or woman, should never ever be allowed legally to possess another firearm. Period. End of discussion. But the guy who, even if he got into a fight, or whatever the case may be, if somebody got hurt, That's no reason. And he got a felony for battery or whatever. The guy didn't use a weapon. He used his fist. I've seen people literally take you behind the woodshed. Not you per se, but I've seen people literally take men down, beat the snot out of them. They're wearing a pistol on their hip, and they never draw the weapon, ever. Why? They don't need to go there. You know, so, I mean, there should not be this once, that's it, done, over, end of discussion. No, that's wrong. Absolutely wrong. If you do get a felony where, say, it was a, you know, assault or something like that, you keep your nose clean for 10 years, boom, that's it. You know, dude, go get your shotgun, go get your rifle, whatever. You showed that you've changed. But no, they don't make that exception. They just want to automatically, boom, that's it, no more.
Well, they're looking to just take guns away from us all, and they're doing it incrementally. And, of course, banning firearm possession from previous criminals is certainly one way that they can do that. And I'm in agreement with making sure that people with a history of violent crime or violent use of firearms should not be allowed to regain possession of firearms. As far as the other example you said about the pot connection, I'm in agreement with you. You know, having a little weed should not be a reason to lose your right to keep and bear arms. So it is unfortunately a complicated issue. But in the long run, what the government really wants is to find an excuse to disarm us all, because they're afraid of us now. They're afraid that we have woken up to what's been going on. We know what our recent history has really been all about. There are a lot of people who are out there talking about, you know, doing something about the government. I don't agree with that, but the talk is definitely out there. And so the government is feeling like they need to find a way to disarm us all. They tried tricking us out of the firearms. That didn't really work well.
Yeah, and look at everything they've done, and like you say, the people are starting to get this figured out, so they have every right to be very, very afraid. Now, with this thing about illegal immigrants, you know, when I first heard Trump was talking about sending these illegals to sanctuary cities, you know, Mike, I got all kind of stupid giddy, because I'm thinking, you know, I've heard people talk about, why would you want to send all these illegals to these sanctuary cities and make the sanctuary cities stronger? Well, see, here's how this works. You take, and boy, I wish I had Donald Trump's here, because I think this is a wonderful idea. You take all of these immigrants that they're rounding up at the border. Okay, you're going to cut them loose. Don't take them downtown, whatever city, Texas, whatever. You know, take them to, put them on buses. Dude, I will gladly forfeit 1 month's pay for as many bus tickets as I can afford to buy to such cities as San Francisco and Chicago and all of these others. I will buy a bunch of bus tickets to ship these folks there with the understanding you don't get off this bus until it gets to its destination. And then you tell these sanctuary cities, okay, you want to come out, you want to make comments like, and I've heard, you know, people in Congress talking about the right could learn from us. Okay, fine. Let you show us how this works. We're going to send all of these people to your city. You think it's a great thing to have this open door policy and no borders and what? Oh, and by the way, Nancy, your wall's got to come down, because remember, walls don't work. Okay, so Miss Pelosi, your wall got to come down. You got a big yard. How many tents you think you can put in there? Okay, now we got it rocking and rolling. You show us how this works. But understand this, you don't get not one penny of federal funding to take care of these folks, because remember, you're the compassionate ones, you're the humane ones, you're the ones with the open hearts and the open door policies, so your finances is what's going to support these folks. And when this is over, you come let us know how well this worked out for you.
No, I mean, we're starting to see people already change their tune and say, you know, sanctuary city was a symbol, and, you know, we think other cities, counties, and states should do it. But now that Trump is talking about just shipping all of these tens of thousands of illegal immigrants to the sanctuary cities, they're in a panic, because they know it isn't really working out. It doesn't make their cities stronger. It makes their cities worse. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit further in the show.
Yeah, and keep this in mind, too. We can send all of these immigrants, and I don't care if we send another 50,000 to San Francisco. I don't give a rat's patootie. Let's dump 50,000 illegals right into the heart of San Francisco, right down there at the bus station like they did in a couple cities there in Texas. And we don't have to worry about making them stronger, because remember, come election time, they only get so many electoral votes, okay? So it's not going to sway the ballot any, because they're already going to go blue. We know that.
Yes. Yep.
Not going to change the ballot box, folks. Not unless they really pull a major, major hack job, and I guarantee you the Russians won't be the ones behind it. Hey, anyway, thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you again another time.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Art. We're going to let you go. Okay, the phone lines are now open. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. So let's talk about Julian Assange. Apparently, over this last weekend, there were several demonstrations in support of him, calling for his release, calling for amnesty. And, of course, Trump could pardon him. Trump could just write him a pardon right now. So we'll see what happens with that one. Now, here is the interesting part. Assange has been charged with conspiracy for something that happened back in 2010. The statute of limitations for conspiracy is 5 years and has already expired. So they're calling Assange a terrorist or in support of terrorism because that gets him to bend the rules on the statute of limitations. Of course, Assange has never done anything related to terrorism. But they're putting it on there because that's the only way they could hold him. Right now, for all the crimes that Assange can potentially be charged with, the statute of limitations has expired. The only real trouble he's in right now is jumping that bail hearing. Now, the president of Ecuador is basically dealing with a lot of negative PR coming out from why he basically kicked Assange out of the embassy. And so he's trying to basically explain it away by saying that Assange was using the Ecuadorian embassy in London as a spying center. And Lenin Moreno, in an interview with The Guardian, said, we can't allow our facilities to be used for that kind of stuff. So that's how he's trying to save face. Now, my understanding was that Assange was pretty much cut off from the rest of the world, let alone the ability to spy on people. But that's his excuse. That's what President Moreno's excuse is. And he's apparently sticking with it. Now, Rand Paul, in a recent interview, said that Julian Assange should be let off the hook for releasing stolen material through his WikiLeaks website if he agrees to testify in person before lawmakers investigating his publication of Democratic Party documents. And Senator Rand Paul said, I think he should be given immunity from prosecution in exchange for coming to the United States and testifying. Well, he's coming to the United States anyway. And this could prove to be very, very embarrassing. If Julian Assange comes on out and says, yeah, Seth Rich was the source of that material. Now, Donald Trump is trying to wiggle his way out of the mess he's created by basically ignoring WikiLeaks or saying that he wasn't interested, didn't follow them. Complete reversal of his attitude toward WikiLeaks back in 2016. And so basically now the White House is saying that Trump's I Love WikiLeaks comments were clearly meant to be a joke. And frankly, I think they're just making things worse. They ought to just drop this right now. Okay, there's the music. It's time for us to take another commercial break, and we will be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently over at YouTube, where they're running the video of the Notre Dame fire, their artificially intelligent flagging system has labeled the video as a 9/11 conspiracy video. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Ray in Indiana. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's the first time I'm a podcast listener, and it's the first chance I had to get in and talk. It's mainly about Layla and what she was saying about Thomas Jefferson and his line about all men created equal. He was not saying all men are equal. That was their way of being nice and saying we were a secular nation, that there was no divine birth, is what
yes.
My interpretation. And he never once said all men are created equal. He said that all men are equal. He was saying that they were all created equally, and that there was no such thing as a divine birth as a king or anything else. So basically, he's saying
yes.
We were a secular nation, and that was an easier, nicer way to say that. And then one other thing about the founding fathers, that you brought it up before, where they used the line. Pursuit of happiness and took out personal property. And so my research has shown that it had all to do with slavery, because the South was counting, and what was really strange, they didn't use the word slavery. They used the term Negro servant. And the Negro servant was considered property to them. And so the Founding Fathers could not agree on if a slave was property or not. And so that's why they took out that personal property out of the line, life, liberty, and personal property, and went with pursuit of happiness. That's my my interpretation, my research of reading the Founding Fathers. And
okay.
Along those lines, yeah, and along those lines, I forget which one of the Federalist Papers, they were actually talking about limiting congressional representatives to a certain number citizens that they were instead. And so if they had adopted that, then the Electoral College would have made more sense. Right now, the Electoral College doesn't make any sense because you got 500 and some odd voters deciding 300 million people. And I don't think the Founding Fathers ever envisioned 535 electoral votes determining the outcome for 300 million people. So it and my suggestion for a blueprint for a future that you use that term several times is limit the number of citizens that a single representative represents. Because right now they're up to almost 700,000 people in a congressional district. How do they honestly think that they could actually represent 700,000 people with one person? And, I think that's where we made our big mistake, was letting Congress limit it to the 400-some-odd representatives and never changing that number. We need to limit it to the amount of people that they represent. Those are just a couple things that I've been wanting to say for months, and this is the first chance I had to get through. So I do appreciate your time and let me voice my opinion on that. But Layla is a smart caller, but I think she's way off base on that Thomas Jefferson never once said that all men were equal. He said we were all created equal.
That's true.
There's a big difference. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, and you have a great show, and thank you so much for the podcast. I download those every day. And I listen to them usually when I'm doing my workout on the treadmill, and I will try to get some money your way, but I'm one of those working poor, but your show, I'm an informed voter because of your show, and I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much, thank you for the call, and thank you for the help in keeping us on the air. Okay, we're going to start with Jim in upstate New York, but Jim, I'm probably going to have to go to commercial break and take you on through to the other side. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I think symbolically you're not really covering the Notre Dame incident here. You know, it's I don't know if you ever been to Notre Dame?
I haven't, but Claire has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Need to tell you, the Twin Towers. You have two towers when you come into Notre Dame. It is a Gothic structure. It is not
yes.
a timber structure. It has no wood structure within it. I know there was people doing work on it, and, you know, the consensus is that, you know, the scaffolding fell within it. But still, it cannot burn up the way it did. So, you know, I just, I love your, you know, commentary. You got the yellow vest controversy going on over there, but this is a big, huge thing that just happened historically.
Yeah, it's an historic event to an historic structure. Jim, we got to take a break for commercials, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here is Jim still on the line? Jimmy, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One thing I got to tell you about Notre Dame, it survived the French Revolution.
Yes.
This has been a structure that's been around, you know, a couple thousand years, you know. It's symbolic. You know, I think you ought to give this a second thought, you know, symbolically, what the hell is going on here? This is a devastating blow to the French Catholic Church, and you know, which has been entrenched in historically in French society for thousands of years. I think there's something a little bit more nefarious here that, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know why people aren't talking more about this.
Well, first of all, you know, nobody's come forward to take credit saying we torched the place here. Apparently, the rumors got started by a Time columnist, Christopher Hale, who basically tweeted out that a friend of a friend, a Jesuit who worked in Notre Dame, said the cathedral staff said the fire was intentionally set. Then he retracted that. So that's the only thing that we have out there, and that appears to have been the source of all the rumors that are going on. Now, the good news is The fire's just about out, and it looks like they've saved most of the cathedral, and it was undergoing a renovation anyway, so they're already set up. Basically, it's going to need, obviously, a new roof and a new interior. And okay. But it looks like the stonework is still intact after all those centuries. And, of course, you know, the interior was wood paneling and various sundry other things as well. So it looks like they got most of it. They saved most of it, rather.
Well, but again, symbolically, I think there was something more to this than, you know, it's being set out there. And again, I'm not going into conspiratorial land here or whatever, but, you know, they got the Twin Towers coming up, you know, all this illegal migration coming into Europe. And, you know, what better way to take the Catholic Church down by burning Notre Dame down? You know what I mean? It's a little too strange for me. That's all. That's the only point I want to get across. But
well, you know, fires do happen, and of course.
Oh, absolutely! But it's a Gothic cathedral.
Just
hear
me out.
My background.
Hear me out. Okay, would Muslims be so dumb as to burn down Notre Dame, knowing that it would result in a huge backlash against Muslims, many of whom had nothing to do with the fire?
That's not my inference. Believe me, did I say Muslims aren't sound? I did not. But I'm just saying,
okay,
this is a Gothic cathedral survived over, you know, centuries. And then all of a sudden, you know, this thing's in an inferno? Oh, come on. I mean, it's just a little too weird for me. But again, you know, maybe you don't see the symbolism here, or I see the symbolism.
Twin Towers, I don't know, maybe Quasimodo dropped, you know, his bic.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. But, you know, to make fun of it, it's not bloody funny, you know, but...
No, it isn't funny, again, but on the other hand, I don't think we should be trying reading more into this than, you know, without some actual information.
Why did it survive the French Revolution? Why did it survive?
Yeah, I know it survived the French Revolution.
Right, but all of a sudden now there's an inferno there. It's burned out. I'm sorry, sir. You know, I really, really respect you and everything, but I think there's something weird going on here. I really do. But on that note, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and let's see. I'm looking at an article now where it looks like the main structure and the towers of the Notre Dame Cathedral have been saved. They've got the fires out, so they're going to be able to rebuild, and that would be a great thing. And, of course, the stonework is the part of the cathedral that does go back 800 and I think it's 60 years or 800 odd years, because certainly many of the other parts, like the interior paneling and the thing, have been replaced multiple times throughout the years. The big one, of course, is going to be getting the stained glass windows repaired, but I'm sure they'll get it done. And could have been worse, could have seen the whole thing collapse. And again, this time columnist Christopher Hale was the one who tweeted out that a Jesuit friend who worked in Notre Dame said the cathedral staff told him the fire was intentionally set. Then he pulled back on it. So we don't know where that came from or whether it was real or not. Okay, let's see. Now then, Valerie Jarrett was a top advisor to former President Barack Obama, and she wrote this book, and it came on out and soared to bestseller status, but oddly enough, it's ranking dismally on Amazon and at Barnes and Noble. So a lot of people were saying, what is going on here? And did somebody pay a company to game the numbers? And apparently this is actually a business. Companies like ResultSource will help authors buy their way onto the bestseller list. And the bestseller lists exclude bulk sales, so they work by buying large numbers of books in a way that appears as manual individual sales. In other words, they have people drive all over town and buy the books at the bookstores just one at a time. And they do this during 1 week, which gets the numbers high enough to place on the top 10 during the launch week. But it's just another way of rigging the system, gaming the system. And apparently it costs something like $20,000-$30,000 to do this, plus the cost of the books. And they're thinking that Valerie Jarrett, in fact, did exactly that. So they're all cheaters. They are all cheaters here. Now, Hillary Clinton is out there claiming that Make America Great Again is a white nationalist slogan. And she tweeted out her proclamation along with a link to a Huffington Post story claiming that far-right extremists have adopted Trump's red campaign hat. So apparently Hillary thinks that people who love this country and want it to be great again, we're now extremists. You're not willing to be a socialist, you're an extremist. Pete Buttigieg, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, has officially announced that he is running for president in 2020. It's getting to be a crowded field out there. He is the first openly gay candidate to seek the White House. And he launched his campaign bid yesterday with a criticism of Trump's vision for the future of America, saying that he is here to tell a different story. Over at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, they have launched a lawsuit seeking information on the five men arrested on 9/11. These were the so-called dancing Israelis. Five men were pulled over in this white Chevrolet van. They were taken into custody on the afternoon of September 11th. They were held for 71 days and then sent home to Israel. And that was basically the end of it. Now, the FBI had alerted police to be on the lookout for the van, was pulled over in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The van was searched by a bomb-sniffing dog who registered positive for the presence of explosive traces. Samples were taken for testing. The public has never been told whether actual explosive residues were found. So these guys all got to go back home to Israel, where they were interviewed on TV and treated like heroes, and you know, and basically said that their job was to document the event, meaning 9/11, which means they knew it was going to happen before it happened. That's what alerted people who saw them set up with their camcorder, is that they were set up before the first plane hit. By the way, that video they shot, still classified. Because obviously, if it shows that first plane impacting the towers, then they had to have advanced knowledge. And that's something the government doesn't want you thinking about. So good luck, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I hope you win the lawsuit here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Things are not doing very well, and I'm not just saying that because it's tax day. But everybody's piling up debt. And it's not just individuals, it's not just the government, even corporations. They're piling up more and more debt. They can't get out of it. The cash flow just isn't there. And it's becoming a major problem. And nobody knows what to do about it. One good example would be Uber. Apparently, their operating losses piled up to $12 billion with a B since 2014. I thought Uber was doing a bang up job over there. Apparently not. Apparently they're losing money like crazy. North Korea could target Southeast Asia's vulnerable crypto sector. This is coming from a defense think tank, the Royal United Services Institute, and basically saying that North Korea's cyber capabilities and financial networks pose a threat to Southeast Asia's growing but still vulnerable cryptocurrency sector. Now, North Korea has been heavily sanctioned for years by the United States and other countries over its nuclear and missile ambitions. The reclusive state has been accused of using cybercrime to gain financial resources needed to keep its nuclear programs going. So, big tech over there. Speaking of tax day, these tech companies that got the big, huge tax breaks, they did not spend them on hiring. They spent them on stock buybacks. So Trump's tax plan did not succeed in its stated objective of creating more employment opportunities for Americans. Just didn't happen. Okay, now let's see. Apparently over at Facebook, their investors are starting to get a little unhappy with Mark Zuckerberg. And they're looking to try and find some way to oust him as chairman and shake up the company's governance. Now, part of the problem, of course, is that Zuckerberg holds about 60% of Facebook's voting shares. So maybe they'll offer to buy him out. Maybe they'll just say, look, it's time to retire. Go and enjoy your place out there in Hawaii. But apparently they're not happy with the way he's been running the country. Okay, let's take a phone call. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This whole Notre Dame fire thing is like getting punched in the gut, I'm telling you. What a nightmare. I mean, it just hurts. And I do think it's very like symbolic on a higher scale of the collapse of the West and Christendom and France. It's just really sad. And I was reading that behind the altar they had the crown of thorns, or it's a relic. I mean, it goes back to a long time ago, since Constantine the Great. But I'm just hoping they had people that were going through the cathedral and grabbing all the priceless works of art and the relics.
Oh yeah, they were the cathedral staff. They were back in there grabbing the artwork off the walls and the reliquaries as well. I imagine that the only things that were lost were stuff that was painted directly on the walls. But
yeah,
who knows? They may have gotten that. The stonework apparently survived. They're going to rebuild the interior of the church and put a new roof on it, and everything's going to be fine.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, the other thing is I just can't believe that for such an important place, they don't have a better, like, fire suppression system or something. I mean, to watch it going up, I was reading that the part of the problem was the old lead roof. They wouldn't let rain, you know, the water come in on it. And all it dried, and it's got wood underneath, so once it got going. But, you know, it's just, you figure with such a flaw, well, not really a flaw, but a building technique, that they would have like some kind of a fire system in there, you know, halon or CO2 or dry camp, something like that. For something so important. It's another example of like what's going on here. I mean, I work on ships, you know. I just got off a drill ship, and you know, we have fire systems, you know, we have mist systems, so it cools the, you know, it just like turns water into mist and it just absorbs the heat, you know. We have CO2 and dry chemical, and you know, I just can't believe that such a priceless place was just, you know, subject to, you know, either a terrorist act or, you know, a problem with the construction. And, you know, it's, either way, there's no excuse for this. I'm sorry. There's just none. And, I mean, you know, we get inspected. We have Coast Guard, ABS. Maybe we need, like, a cathedral inspection fire system experts to go and fine them if they don't, you know, protect their buildings. I mean, it's just hard to believe, to tell you the truth. I mean, wasn't there a museum that went on fire like sometime the last year also somewhere, and they burned a whole bunch of priceless works of art? And once again, I just don't understand it, you know?
Yeah.
They're priceless.
I'm trying to remember the name of the museum.
Yeah, wasn't it in Argentina, or was it somewhere like that? I forgot where it was. But
yeah,
there was
it was in South America, and the museum burned down, and they lost a lot of stuff. And you're right; they should have a fire suppression systems. But very often, these museums don't have that kind of a budget. Now, I know the Catholics have got a lot of money, and they're already saying that, yes, in hindsight, we should have had a fire suppression system. Anyway, Joe, stay on the line. Got to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, I was doing some research during the commercial break here. Apparently, our national cathedral does have a sprinkler system, covers about 80% of the interior, and they're just starting a new program to get sprinklers into the rest of it. So apparently, many of these cathedrals are being modernized. The
key issue thinking about the Notre Dame fire is that even if there had been a sprinkler system inside the cathedral, it wouldn't have really done much good because the fire actually began up on the roof.
That's what they say. It's, you know, they have this United Nations World Heritage Site group, and I'm sure Notre Dame was part of that. Maybe what they have to do is have an inspection part of that. Like, if they're World Heritage Site, maybe they should be inspected to protect these sites, because some people might be, you know, in control of a World Heritage Site that just that aren't taking, you know, precautions. And it really, like I said, this is the Catholic Church, the government of France. There's a lot of, to me, there's a lot of, like, I just can't believe it, because, you know, I had a toaster fire in my house, like, a couple weeks ago, because they put taco shells in a toaster oven. I didn't know you're not supposed to do that, but we had a fire extinguisher. We put it out, you know? So, you know, and that's not a World Heritage Site. They're not holy relics and works of art worth millions and millions of dollars. It's just, I just find it hard to believe. You know, I just wanted to say, I was in Notre Dame in Le Havre, like, 36 years ago, and there was a wall was kind of, you know, all kind of shattered. And I asked the guy, I said, what happened to this wall? He said, well, it happened in World War II. And I said, the Germans, they did that? How horrible. And the guy says, no, it was the Americans that did that. So, you never, you got to watch it, you know. So we bombed the cathedral there in Le Havre.
Okay, anything else?
Well, I wanted to say about Candace Owens and the white nationalist hearings. It just another example of the Democrats and their hearings backfiring on them. I mean, the real story of that hearing was Candace Owens, a black woman, being accused of being pro-Hitler by these deranged lunatic leftists on the Democratic Party. And it just shows that when the Democrats do these kind of things in bad faith, it kind of backfires on them. It's like almost like, and it's not just Democrats, it's neocons and rhinos. It's almost like there's a new era where if you try being, you know, sneaky and, you know, false, it's almost like it's backfiring on everybody. So, you know, maybe the Democrats should just try to be honest about who they are and not be in such a sneaky little demonic, you know, rats, and just be up front. And you know, I think that's what they're going to have to do, because every time they do this kind of stuff, it's just blowing up in their face. You know, it's almost like there's a new era of just it being a sneak kind of doesn't pay off anymore. So,
well, it certainly looks bad to the American people, but in this age of manipulated elections, I think their attitude is they just don't care anymore. They don't need to worry about their public image. Anyway, listen, Joe, got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. Got other callers waiting on the line. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.